Welcome to another inspiring message recorded at Rivers Church.
Well, today I want to finish up our series of messages around the theme of wisdom, and I want to speak to you on something that we all have, something we all make use of on a daily basis. In fact, it's something you're actually using right now. It's something that is given to us freely, yet requires an incredible amount of wisdom if we are to use it well. So far in the series, we've looked firstly at wisdom with finances, then we looked at wisdom in the workplace. Last week, we looked at wisdom for health. But today, I want to speak to you about wisdom with time. Wisdom with time. You know, the Bible is clear that as we grow in wisdom, we grow in our ability to navigate life better. We make wiser decisions. We learn to apply common sense to life. And, well, life just becomes more productive and more enjoyable. And if we can learn to apply wisdom to the area of our time, we can make the best use of the days that God has allocated to us. And then we can confidently step into an eternity of time in His presence. The book of Ecclesiastes in the Bible was written by King Solomon towards the end of his life, and in many ways is a reflection of how he spent his time. And by his own admission, Solomon acknowledged that he didn't make the best use of his time. He started off well, using his time to honor God and serve the people entrusted to him. And I think the book of Proverbs is a great testimony to the incredible wisdom that Solomon had. But as time progressed, Solomon used his time predominantly to fulfill his own needs and desires, and he ended up losing the plot to some degree, even declaring that many of the things that he devoted the best of his time to were in fact meaningless, like chasing the wind, which is a common theme that comes through in that book. My prayer for you today is that you would not waste the time that God has given to you, but with wisdom would make the most of your time and give the best of your time to serving the purposes of God. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 3 verse 1, it's a well-known passage of Scripture, Solomon writing, he says, "For everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to harvest, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build up, a time to cry and a time to laugh, a time to grieve and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to turn away, a time to search and a time to quit searching, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be quiet and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace." You know, this passage can almost seem repetitive at times, but what it does very powerfully show is that everything in the world is governed by time. God has created all things, and to each person and season, He has allocated a purpose and a period of time. Our goal is to recognize that time is not an endless resource. In fact, time will one day come to an end for all of us, and then we will step into eternity where, by the way, time does not exist, because God, who's the creator of time, is not bound by time. Time is a creation of His given to us so that we can use it to get to know Him and to bring glory to Him. Carl Sandburg, the American poet and journalist, once said that time is the coin of your life. It is the only coin you have, and only you can determine how it will be spent. Let's look at a few thoughts to help us gain wisdom in the area of our time. The first thing to see is that time is the most valuable resource we have. You know, time is not just a valuable resource, but it is in fact the most valuable resource given to us. Each night when you and I watch the news, we are given the value of some of the world's most precious resources. We're given the value of gold, the value of silver, the value of oil. I think that's the one we watch more carefully than others because, well, it affects what we pay for petrol. But we're also given the value of our money, in our case, the rand, which unfortunately is not valued too highly at the moment, especially against the dollar and other more valuable currencies. But it's interesting that one thing we're never given the value of is time. And yet time is the most valuable of all currencies and resources. You know, perhaps think about it like this. If you lose money, well, you can regain it. I mean, it might take you a while, but you can make more money. If you lose your job, you can get another one, sometimes even a better one than you had before. If you lose your health, you can, with the help of medicine and perhaps some wisdom in that area, possibly regain that too. But once time is gone, there is nothing that anybody can do to regain it. Now, some of you might remember that movie that came out in 2011. It was called In Time. And it's a fascinating science fiction movie starring Amanda Seyfried and Justin Timberlake, who live in a world where people have been genetically engineered to stop aging at the age of 25. Each person then has a clock on their arm that counts down for 1 year, showing them how much time they have to live. When it reaches zero, well, the person times out and they die instantly. So time effectively becomes the universal currency, and people spend their lives then trying to buy, sell, and trade the most valuable of all resources, time. The movie is a great illustration of the value of time. Time is effectively the currency of life. As long as you still have time, you can work, you can earn an income, you can hang out with your family, you can build a business, you can go on holiday, you can watch multiple online services on a Sunday across all our campuses. You can help other people, you can serve the Lord. We can pretty much do anything we want. But the moment time runs out for us, there is nothing more that we can do. You can't earn another cent, you can't work another minute, you can't spend a single moment with those you love. And you cannot do anything more for God or anyone else. You know, there are many valuable things in this world, but none are as valuable as the time that God gives to us each day. In Psalm 90, verse 12, we read the words of the great man Moses, who rightly says, "Teach us to number each of our days so that we may grow in wisdom." One of the ways we grow in wisdom is by recognizing the true value of time. Secondly is this: time and life are both long and short. Time and life are both long and short. And I remember Pastor Brian Houston from Hillsong Church saying this at a conference a few years ago. He said that life is both short and long. Now, that almost sounds like a contradiction, but it's actually true. Think about this. How often do we come home from work at the end of a day, and when we get asked, "How was work today?" we respond by saying, "Oh, it was such a long day." But then when we get to the end of each year, we almost always say something like, "Yo, I can't believe how quickly this year's gone by." Or we say, "These years seem to get shorter and shorter as I get older." Well, why do we say these things? Well, because life and time are both short and long. You know, just this past week, I was saying to Yannette that it's been 30 years since I finished school. 30 years. Now, I know for some of you watching, well, you're still in school. Others have finished school more recently, but then there are some of you who have finished school more than 30 years ago. But that time has gone incredibly quickly. And yet within those 30 years have been many days that at the time, well, they seem to drag on forever. I'm sure you can relate to this as well. Maybe those days where you were uninspired, or days where you experienced trouble or hardship, maybe days where you were in a boring job or you had to deal with difficult issues that at the time you had no idea how to resolve. Maybe you've sat in business meetings where the person speaking seemed to go on and on and on and on, and that day seemed like it would never end. And yet all those long days did end. And before you know it, we look back and we see a month has gone by, or even a year, or perhaps a decade, or even 3 decades, as I did this past weekend, and we're astounded at just how quickly time goes by. You know, whether we complain about life being too short or too long, The words of Michael Altshuler, the American author and business leader, are a very good reminder to us. He says, the bad news is time flies. The good news is you're the pilot. And that brings us to point number three. Time is limited. Don't waste it. Each of us has a daily decision as to how and what we spend our time on. Time goes quickly, but the choice of how we use it is always up to us. Now, of course, let's not forget that God is the one who determines the years that are allocated to us, but within each day, He allocates the same amount of time to each person. So whichever country you were born in, whatever time zone of the world you live in, whatever your age, your sex, your cultural background may be, we are all given the same measure of time each day. Rich people don't have more time than poor people. Educated people don't have more time than the uneducated. We all have the same access to time each day. The important thing is to not waste this time that has been given to us. You know, it's amazing how often we all say things like, oh, I didn't have time to get to church today. Or I didn't have time to play with my kids. Or I just don't have time to go for a run. Or I just didn't have time to get all my homework and my studying done. But that verse from Ecclesiastes 3 tells us that there is a time for everything. Notice Ecclesiastes 3 verse 1, there is a time for everything. In other words, when we don't have time to do the things we should have done, it's not because we didn't have the time, but it's because we either wasted the time or spent it on something else that we deem to be more important. You know, have you ever noticed how people can watch TV for 3 hours a day, but then claim that they haven't got enough time to read their Bibles or pray? Or how people can spend hours scrolling through Instagram and Facebook at the office and then have no time to get all their work done? Or how people can have no time to exercise, but they have enough time to sleep in for an extra hour in the morning? You see, time is not the problem. It's what we do with time. Proverbs 12:11, again from the Book of Wisdom. Only a fool idles away his time. You know, to waste time is really no different than taking money and either burning it or flushing it down the toilet. Now, I'm pretty sure none of us would ever consider doing that. Why? Well, because money is valuable. But if time is an even more valuable resource than money, why do we so easily waste the time that has been entrusted to us? Now, I think lockdown has been an interesting time for all of us, particularly the first few months when the restrictions were at their most limiting. You know, most people complained about the restrictions and almost felt as if a prison sentence were imposed upon them. But I think many other people saw it as an opportunity to re-evaluate their time and develop a fresh appreciation for it. You know, for me personally, I've had more time with my kids over the past 5 months than I've had at any other time in my life as a parent. It's been time that I've highly valued and time that I probably won't get again in the same measure. You know, for many, this lockdown season has also been a time to reflect on relationships and to think differently about work and finances and health and other areas of life that we generally claim to not have enough time for. If you've used the time well, then this lockdown season has actually been a blessing in disguise. A man by the name of William Penn was the founder of the state of Pennsylvania in the late 1600s, and he once profoundly said that time is what we want most, but what we use worst. I think most people just long for a little more time each day. But unfortunately, on most days, we don't use time as wisely as we should. The thing with time is that when we waste it, we are actually wasting our lives. I was reading this week of a man by the name of John Irving Lewis, who was convicted and sentenced to death for his role in the so-called Mall murders in the United States on March the 3rd, 1993. He made some very poor choices and clearly wasted time by committing his life to things that he should never have. He's currently been on death row for 27 years with multiple delays in his sentence being carried out, and His most recent stay of execution was actually March this year due to disruptions from the coronavirus. But during his time in prison on death row, John Irving Lewis decided to make better use of his time, and he has studied, amongst other things, for the work of the ministry. He's only allowed out of his cell 1 hour each day. The rest of the time, he studies. And some time ago, a pastor went to visit him in prison one day, and he asked John whether he could arrange for a TV to be brought to his cell. And John Irving Lewis smiled gratefully, and he said, "You know, thanks, but no thanks." He said, "You can waste an awful lot of time with those things." You know, it's amazing that since a judge placed a number on his days, John has determined not to waste the one commodity he has to give to the Lord, his time. Number four is this: if we live wisely, we are granted extra time. If we live wisely, we're granted extra time. Proverbs 9:11 says, "If you live wisely, you will live a long time. Wisdom will add years to your life." Isn't that a wonderful thought, that if we live wisely, God will add to our time? The Contemporary English Version says, "I am wisdom. If you follow me, you will live a long time." You know, Jesus also taught that to those who use well what God has entrusted to them, more will be given. We see this with resources, we see it with responsibilities, and we also see it with time. If we are faithful and wise with the use of our time, God will give us an extra portion of time. Now, obviously, God knows the time He has chosen to give to us, so it's not that we can try to twist His arm to give us more time than what He's already decided, but the Word is clear that when we live with wisdom, that our days are multiplied and our lives are lengthened. I think the opposite is also true. When we don't live wisely and we waste or abuse the time God has given to us, our lives can actually be cut short. I think many people have died prematurely because they failed to recognize that time is given to us so that we can give it back to God through a life that is lived for His purposes. When our lives are lived with Him in mind and in a way that is pleasing to Him and helpful to others, well, I think God is perfectly happy giving extra time to that person. If we make Him the priority of our time, He will increase our effectiveness and the productivity of our time. You know, time, like most things, must be seen in terms of sowing and reaping. The more time we sow, the more time we reap. The more time we give to God, the more time He gives back to us. The more time we invest in others, the more time we find to do all the things that we need to do and accomplish. Martin Luther, the great Christian reformer, understood this concept so well when he said, "I have so much to do today that I shall spend the first 3 hours in prayer." I think most of us would do the exact opposite. We'd reason that it's because we have so much to do today that we haven't got time to spend with God. But the more time we are prepared to give to God through our worship, through prayer, through service to others, well, the more time He makes available to us. You know, the funny thing is that many people spend much of their time complaining about life, complaining how long and hard life is, moaning about all the things they don't like and approve of, frustrated that the world is such a bad place and so many things are not right and out of place, and yet when they get to the end of their life, well, they wish they had more time to stick around. The truth is that God gives to all of us just the right amount of time. Our job is not to argue or complain about how much time is given to us, but to ensure that we use whatever time God allocates to us wisely to accomplish what He has put us on earth for. Seneca, the ancient Roman statesman, once very wisely said that life, if well lived, is long enough. Number five is this: if time is not invested, it is lost. A man by the name of Harvey Mackay was a well-known American businessman and best-selling author. He said, "Time is free, but it's priceless. You can't own it, but you can use it. You can't keep it, but you can spend it. Once you've lost it, you can never get it back." Most important decisions of life are the daily ones as to where we allocate our time. We can invest it or we can lose it, but what we can't do is try save it or store it up for another time. Time exists only in the moment, and when that moment is gone, so is that time. Proverbs 24, verse 33 says, a little extra sleep, a little more slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, then poverty will pounce on you like a bandit, scarcity will attack you like an armed robber. And I believe when we are idle with the time that we have, we essentially bring poverty to any given area of life. People become spiritually impoverished because they don't invest time into their relationship with God. People become emotionally depleted because they waste time holding on to bitterness rather than investing it into building those relationships. Many kids grow up with all sorts of issues because their parents invested gadgets and accessories into their lives, but failed to invest the greatest resource of all, time. I think also the biggest underlying reason why married couples get divorced is because either one or both spouses have invested more of their time in other people and other activities instead of investing into the marriage. You know, if time is not invested into the right places and the right people, we will get to the end of our days full of regret, wishing that we had more time to do things differently. You know, I wasted a lot of time in my 20s doing things I shouldn't have done, hanging around with people I never should have, and really pursuing things that were of no eternal value at all. But when I fully gave my heart to the Lord, I was determined that I was not going to waste my time anymore. Life is too short and time is too important. There's a great passage of scripture in Psalm 39, and in verse 4, the writer says, Lord, remind me how brief my time on earth will be. Remind me that my days are numbered, how fleeting my life is. You have made my life no longer than the width of my hand. My entire lifetime is just a moment to you. At best, each of us is but a breath. You know, that verse is a sobering reality of the brevity of time. Time goes quickly and life has the tendency to pass us by if we're not intentional about how we use time. And just like that, time passes and our lives move on, edging closer each moment to the day when God brings time to an end for each of us. Time is a gift from God that we must use wisely. You know, I've come to realize that every morning I wake up is one less time that I will wake up. Every weekend I preach is one less time that I get to preach. Every day I take my kids to school is one less day that I get to do that. Every time one of my children asks me to kick a ball with them is one less time that they will ask me. Every breath I take is one less time that I will breathe. Every chance I have to invest some of my time into someone else's life is one less chance that I have to do that. Every opportunity we have to make sure we're right with God that we pass by is one less opportunity we have to receive God's forgiveness and salvation. Now you might say, wow, isn't that a bit of a depressing way to look at life? Shouldn't we just focus on living for the moment? Well, apparently not. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7 verse 4, a wise person thinks a lot about death, while a fool thinks only about having a good time. Friend, it takes wisdom to recognize that life is short and time is limited, and the best use of that time is to make decisions that will impact eternity. What we do with our time and how we choose to invest it determines where we spend eternity. If we invest our time into the kingdom of God, living for His glory and according to His purpose for our lives, well, then one day we will reap an eternity of time with Him. And that's quite an amazing thought. However, if we choose to waste our time or invest it only into building our own lives, having no time for the things of God, we will reap an eternity of separation from God. We'll be lost and away from His glorious presence for all time. That's a frightening thought that will one day become reality for all those who refuse to prioritize God in the time He allocates to us. I want to finish with a quote by Richard Baxter. He was an English church leader from the 1600s. And he said, spend your time in nothing which you know must be repented of, in nothing on which you might not pray for the blessing of God, in nothing which you could not review with a quiet conscience on your dying bed, in nothing which you might not safely and properly be found doing if death should surprise you in the act. I'd love to take an opportunity just to pray for all of us in the area of wisdom for time. Just pray with me today. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you that you've given us time. Your word says all of us have been given a measure of time, and your word also tells us how valuable time is. Lord, I pray that you would give us the wisdom to use time well. The Bible says if we need wisdom, we can ask for it, and so we ask for it in this area. Lord, for those of us who've maybe been wasting time or abusing time or misspending it, Lord, we repent of that. Lord, we want to come clean before you today. Help us make the best use of the time that you've given to us. Time is valuable, it is limited, and it'll one day run out. Give us great wisdom in this area so we can honor you with our time. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you have been blessed and inspired by this message.